New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty, and apparel, find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hiya, gang. Now, if you'll all be quiet, we'll start the show.
TMOS Classic. Friday Flashback.
I know what I wanted to talk about. Rob and Carrie got into a little skirmish.
Yes, we did.
Rob does rarely brings conflict to this show, other than, you know, his usual day-to-day activities. But as far as at home, it always seems to be, you know, presented rather peacefully. Yeah. Unless you see one of our cocktail party shows.
It's Christmas, and we're all in misery. But we are doing our best to clear out some things in our house. You know, we've got some stuff to sell, and we're using some of the local sites to do it. And it's tough for me. Some of the stuff she wants to sell that we really could use the money with the two kids in college, things, you know, we need the cash. And I found a couple more microphones this weekend that I'll part with, which is kind of sad for me. But, you know.
Can I tell you, can I ask you this, though? Because as someone who, I've never been a hoarder, to a fault, really.
Right.
There are times that I reflect on things I've had mementos.
Yeah.
But I always feel great. When we downsize, I always feel great when there's less clutter. I know you're an organizer, so that's got to make you feel pretty good.
It does feel me feel good.
Before you get into Cry for Me Argentina, right? Like, let's be. I get it. But there's a level of, and we've been here as well, right? When you're cutting back on subscriptions, when you're looking at your overall account, you're looking at the year, and you understand what's happening. It's a byproduct of the management and how you are planning for the future in some extent, right?
I suppose.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, it may be a couple less facelifts, less things that you have to sell off on your eBay page, right?
Right, sure.
So you have to, like, you have to be thoughtful about that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not, it's a collective, you're not the only one that's being burdened by the sale. It's for everybody, right?
Sure, yeah.
But you just happen to have collectibles that are worth more than most.
I bought some stuff that was, when I bought it, it was a wise purchase,
yes.
I feel.
Yeah, investments.
Yeah, and so it's, and you know what? I guess, ultimately, I knew they'd have to go someday, but it's sad to see some of them go. But that said, I went through all the boxes, and Mike, you know, to what you said, you're right. I went through everything in our garage and got rid of a lot of stuff that, I mean, stuff just that we didn't need that wouldn't sell, right. So I threw it away. And I'm close to being able to fit a car in my garage for the first time in years.
So that's a good feeling.
That's a very good feeling.
Weight off your shoulders that that's there.
But I did mention to Carrie, I said, I looked at our page and you listed my my Columbo box set, which I said she could sell.
Oh, my God.
And I said, you listed it for $10.
These are Blu-rays or DVDs?
These are DVDs, but it's the complete set, including all the movies. It's everything that had the name Columbo on it.
Okay.
And it means it's a show that I enjoy very, very much. But it's all available now on Peacock. She says, you know, we pay X dollars a month so you can stream your Columbo, sell it. I said, great. And I looked and she listed it for $10. And I came home and I said, listen, we're not selling this to get rid of it. We're selling this to make some money. And $10 isn't going to change anyone's life. I feel I should be able to get to keep it. And she looked at me and she said, you know, you've never even really talked to anybody. I said, what? She says, you've never gone to a professional and talked about how you're a hoarder.
Yeah. You are.
Yes.
You are.
And it hurt. It stung. I got to admit, it stung.
You're a total whore. a Columbo box set that you're upset about letting go.
Every episode, Mike. But
I mean, it's on DVD.
I know, and it's...
You should get rid of all of your DVDs.
Well, no, stuff that they can't stream, you can't get rid of. Because what if, and also just things that you want to have access to constantly.
You can by the sheer product of an internet connection.
I don't know. Well, I mean, but here's, we had most of Saturday.
I don't know about that.
Well, what about?
I don't know.
When I got you the Friends box set,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And you said, this is great, but I can get it all online. And then they took it offline.
Yeah, but now it's online.
Yeah, but you had those months that you couldn't watch
ever. I have box sets.
Yes.
I have never, ever, ever gotten out the only one I would look at.
Which
is? That is my Johnny Carson DVD set.
Okay.
That you probably got for me.
I think I did. That makes
sense. I've never looked at it because I don't put a DVD anymore. In a machine, I've got one. It's a dust gatherer.
I don't even think you can donate them to libraries anymore.
So what, the DVDs or the players?
The DVDs.
So I told Carrie that I said, well, that stings, calling me a hoarder, when in fact, I don't have newspapers stacked up. All of my stuff is tidy. It's clean. Might get a little dusty, but it's not any inconvenience to you. I don't think I'm a hoarder. And she says,
you don't have like empty cans of cat food and adult diapers lying
in your
kitchen.
I'm not peeing in jars anymore. And she says, but what good is it? All your stuff, what good is it?
Yes.
And I said, it brings me joy to see it. And she says,
nah, that's just
that's a terrible.
And well, answer. I mean
that's what hoarding is.
Yeah.
And I said
it just gives you a feeling, Pete. This is a fear of abandonment.
Yeah.
Well, that
in fairness, he was abandoned.
You don't want your stuff to leave.
Yeah, I said
that's what it is.
Everything I love has been taken away from me. You've taken away. I can't drink. I can't eat. You're taking away my things. What have I got left? And she says, hoarder. And so we didn't talk for most of Saturday.
You replace things. Rob, you replace things. You find something else. I stopped golfing. I don't know what to do. I started collecting some watches.
Hoarder.
I'm a bit of a hoarder. Bit obsessed. Yeah. I had to tell Carla over the weekend. I said, I won't do it anymore.
Yeah.
But I want to. And they're not the expensive
ones.
But
that all adds up.
It does.
Can I tell you my methodology?
Yeah.
I seriously have started this now because I want them all to be functional. That's why everything I buy has a functional quality to it, that it will last, because I want to give it to my son when I'm going away.
Now it's funny you should say that, because the kids know what microphones are going to get when I die. So
Around.
Well, no, the kids will be around.
No, but
your kids aren't going to want to put your microphones
up. No, but they're going to want to sell them. I don't have much of a legacy. So there is that. But after not speaking for much of Saturday, and I said, you know what? I'm sorry. This is not easy for me to get rid of my crap. I realize that it's just stuff. Sell what you can sell, and I'll be supportive in this.
Mm-hmm. Because Oscar, up what a framed Curt Schilling signed Red Sox.
Sure. I'll look it up now.
2004.
Don't do it,
World
Mike. It's
Series
just
jersey.
Just going to piss you off. When I look up stuff that I value, and how much it's going for?
I don't value it. I just want to know what it's worth. I got it as a gift. It's a Curt Schilling signed Red Sox jersey, framed and signed Red Sox jersey.
And while he does that, Carrie mentioned, he said, you know, we don't have a VHS player anymore, right? I said, yes. She says, do you know you have about 60 Elvis tapes that we can't watch anymore? Sell them is a lot. And I just thought, God, I guess she's right.
Yeah, so I watched Elvis in Hawaii, the remix that they have on YouTube, and it was terrific.
Yeah.
$595.
See?
Anywhere from $380 to $595.
Yeah, but you know what? There's no bids on them. It's all buy it nows.
Yeah, so that means there isn't
There's not a lot of market for it.
Yeah.
That's the tough thing, man. And so I've got a lot of...
Does it even sell at $10?
It will. No, yeah, we got a bid. It's up to $10.50 now.
Okay.
So how did the weekend end? Did you still fight with her?
I apologized, and it was we had a decent evening last night, and I apologized. I said, you know what? I'll be supportive. What you're doing is right. It's for our family. Just understand that it's really tough for me. And then we spent
much time of year to do it. We're doing the same thing.
And much of the evening we spent watching Ginny in Virginia. Or Ginny in Georgia. Ginny in Georgia. It's a show on Netflix.
Oh, I've seen it. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's
Shannon loves it.
It's Shannon would love it. It's a girl show. But
it's a girl show full of murder and intrigue.
There's a lot of intrigue.
Murder.
But so it ended well, but that was the first time, you know, we've been married 26 years. It's the first time she ever accusatorily called me a hoarder.
Oh, she was spot on with that one.
Well, thanks, Mike, for your support.
20 years overdue. Right.
I've always thought that you should 30. Get rid of that stuff.
TMOS Classic.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores. Making the switch is easy with our Healthy Swaps scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantry, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.
The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty, and apparel, find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Yes, I finally pulled the trigger over the weekend with my bride, and we brought the family phones into the, are you ready for it, ladies and gentlemen?
Yes.
T-Mobile store.
Yay!
There you go.
Yes, for those of you that had, and most of you did recommend that particular company, and I'm here to say Sergio, who was our point man at the T-Mobile store, was just ducky, was fantastic, and they worked with me. They worked with Carla. It took a long time because the American Telephone and Telegraph Company does not, it just was my opinion that extricating yourself from that company, I just have a theory they might not make it that easy.
No.
They might have a retention, not want you to get
They have
out.
A whole department called retention.
We have a phone. It's my kid's phone, actually, the last phone. Do you know that when you want to get your phones paid off so that you can get reimbursed by the T-Mobile company for paying off your phone?
Sure.
A significant amount of money per phone basically covers the cost of the phones that we had. Do you realize that even after you buy your phone from AT&T, which we did, they continue to lock one of them so that you cannot put a phone number, a new phone number, your existing phone number? You can't do it. You can't get the data. You can't get any of that. And that's what we're waiting on. Got all three of our four phones got unlocked, but the last one, it's as though they just don't want you to leave. And finally, by the way, Carla realized that in my state of mind on Saturday that I was not the one to go into the AT&T store. So she handled a lot of this for me.
So you had to go to both AT&T and T-Mobile in one day?
To make it easy, we did. It was easier to do it that
way.
Sure. Especially when
you have to unlock clear the phones, essentially.
Yeah, clear the phone. You go in there and Carla, you know, wanted to get the first thing was to get a copy of the bill. And because the bill, because it's auto pay, had somehow gone into the wind. And we were trying to locate it. And because it was tied into DirecTV television, whenever I would try to get the bill online, it would kick me over to DirecTV.
They love that.
And it would kick the people at T-Mobile. It was just constant. Blah, mm-hmm. blah, blah. This was an hour. This was hours, multiple hours of doing this. Ugh. And then Carla told me that when she was at AT&T getting the bill printed, and finally the guy asked her, so what are you doing? Are you upgrading or are you moving to a new service? Mm-hmm. He said, I'm moving to a new service. And his comment to her before he got up and did not say anything was, okay, we're done here. Mm. And walked away from her.
Wow.
Funny. So the process is a multi-day deal to get it. But I am here to tell you at the end of things, you know, I'll let you know 6 months down the road. But boy, just to make the switch is going to help the old bottom line. Very excited about that. And I didn't have to sell any microphones. So I'm really, really excited
hurts.
About that.
That hurts. That stings.
Yeah, it really was just, you know, they were really so over the top. And I guess it's because they're trying to get new business. I get that.
Yeah.
But I'm not anything special. I'm an average customer. And the Above other average. Guys, just they make it so hard to do that.
Of
and
course.
I think that's why you see a lot of companies now saying no contracts. They make it a little easier. Yeah. If you want to switch,
it's become
switch.
Commoditized where it's all the same. It's yeah. not, it's just not, it's not 10 years ago when we were like, if you don't get X, you're not going to have the service you want at home.
I'm a little shocked that AT&T didn't at least try to string her along a little bit and say, well, we can match anything.
That
and
probably
make her do
would happen over the phone. The only thing T-Mobile did do that I didn't care for is that when I was online researching it and I popped phone numbers in there because I was trying to get some numbers before I went into the AT&T store. And then when they said, okay, bring your phones, you can do it online or you can do it with this phone number. I didn't want to do it with a phone number. I wanted to go in and see mm-hmm. a person
sure.
and do that. And that ended up being the right call to do it. But they, you know, you tell them in no uncertain terms and they still give you a cold call from, you know, somewhere else in the world.
Yes.
Where they're trying to get you to. And it was that was a little frustrating. But we'll see. I don't know if anybody's got the old T-Mobile, but a lot of our listeners did. And we're singing its praises. So I'm here to say we're switched. And we haven't permanently switched it. We haven't gotten it done yet. That'll be finished tomorrow, hopefully. But
you can't put a button on the entire process until you unlock your son's phone, right?
Here's the way it goes. The way their promotion is they give you, and I don't know what it is in your area, so I don't want to quote a number, and I'm not doing a commercial for them. They give you a certain amount of money to pay off a phone balance, if you have that, mm-hmm. per phone.
Yes.
And it was significant enough where all the phones were paid off. And
$1 million.
By the way, my phone,
yes.
like $20 left on my phone.
Of course.
My son's like $77. And of course, Carla's $2,870,000.
Yeah.
Carla's was like, she valued her phone at the Donald Trump value of, you know, 10 times. I looked at her phone. Seriously, we're in the middle of the T-Mobile mm-hmm. store. And I said, and this phone, whose is this? And Carla goes, that's mine. And I look over at Carla. I'm like, really? For this phone? Yeah. For this little crappy phone? That's what they baked you for this little phone? That's why we're paying $248 for this because of you? And she's like, my son's got a cold and he's over there going with his mask on.
Was he fussy?
And I'm dealing,
or would he do well?
No, the kid's wonderful. The kid, Michael!
Were you fussy?
He's probably in his jammies. He's having a sick day. Michael, come here! 1 second. It's always 1 second with you.
It's been a second.
Bring in the sick boy for just a second here just so he can say hi.
He can't be here for a minute.
No.
No.
Yeah.
Come here, buddy. Come see your godparents.
Buddy, I'm doing a show. I need you right now.
Make an entrance.
Maybe he was...
Why? Are you in the bathroom?
Yeah, maybe he's in the restroom.
Shh, what? What? What'd you say? Oh, you're in the bathroom. He's in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Oh.
Kind of coming out both ends.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's it.
Did your Bluetooth sensor go off?
No,
I'm kidding.
He's in the diaper. In the diaper. But I'll let you know when the buttons are finally pushed and if it works out.
I'm
but
curious
I was happy.
About the service. I think it's going to be great, but I'm curious to see what the coverage
You would have liked
like.
This T-Mobile store, Oscar. It was the Latin Army. It was the Latin Army, including this wonderful lady.
Well-designed.
Oh, this lady.
Yeah.
This lady was so smart. She was the big boss because Sergio was new to the company. I love Sergio, but Sergio had to bring over the boss lady. Yeah. And then the boss lady started talking facials with Carla. Mm-hmm. And it just got to be this nice little rhythm we were having. And everything got done hunky-dory.
That's
and
great.
Then we got a call. And how often do you get the call back? By the way, this is Sergio. We redid the numbers and they came in lower. Hallelujah.
Wow.
So far, I'm happy. But they haven't gotten me. So
Mike,
we'll
don't
wait
get
and see.
Happy.
I'm not going to get happy.
The 2023
I'm not
get happy Renaissance.
It's already done. And then it made up for the crappy flag football, which sucked
at
the end of the year.
You didn't even get to
wins,
it.
Wins, losses?
I'll tell you tomorrow.
Okay.
Wins about a .500 record this year, probably. Something like that.
It's a good batting average.
Yeah, they won last year when my son got regular playing time. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's it. We got to take a break.
Good job,
Coach. Yeah, nice job. Thanks. Thanks for that. It was
good
really
work,
wonderful.
Tom Landry.
Really slice of heaven telling him he can't catch, although he made a 30-yard catch.
Oh.
Anyway, sorry. I'm bitter. I'm that parent. Didn't get into a fist fight like that guy in Vermont and then
good.
Die.
TMOS Classic.
Let's go right back over to the Mike O'Mara Service Center.
Let the fun begin.
There's Phony Boy. Yes. Thank you very much. We appreciate that. Oh, it's time for a sound down.
It
now,
is.
Right?
Yes.
All right. Thanks for reminding me.
Sound Town. We call this stereophonic sound.
Sound Town.
Mike, the national nightmare is over.
Mm.
The spy balloon is down. It's in the ocean.
Aren't you glad we shut down?
Now, we do have exclusive audio of the shooting down of the spy balloon. I don't know if any other news outlets have this. Thank you.
Hey, let me enhance that for you.
Okay.
It was,
once again.
It sounded something like this.
And keep in mind that authorities in South Carolina had to encourage state residents not to shoot at the balloon.
Yes.
That was 6,000 feet in the air. Don't shoot it.
We're the brightest country in the world.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Balloon, Mike. It's deflating.
It is an odd sense of espionage, right?
Yeah.
It's an odd sense just what they, look. We shot here. This is what pops into my head all the time, Oscar.
Yeah.
We shot the balloon down when it was over the Atlantic.
Yeah.
We shot the balloon down after it was over Montana, over the nuclear sites that it was surveilling
it's
and taking pictures
job.
Of.
Yeah.
It's done its job. It's out over the Atlantic.
I also felt
it's probably going home,
With respect to the military, what does a Sidewinder missile cost in comparison to maybe a few bullets that could actually.
A dart.
A needle.
Something.
Yeah.
Right?
Just needle. Get one of those jets that has the real pointy thing on it.
Yeah, like they're going to refuel, but they pop the balloon instead.
Yeah.
There we go. That should be a lot
the
of
the initial
fun.
Thing is Biden wanted to actually suck the helium out so he could sound funny, but they didn't allow for that to happen.
Yeah, there you go. Come on.
Come on.
Come on. Shoot it down. Shoot the sucker down. Yeah. Yeah, it's classified. It's at my beach house in Delaware.
Mike.
Come on.
Did anybody watch the Grammys of the three of us?
I did.
Okay.
Yes.
Mike, did you?
What?
What? I did not watch it. What was your take? Thumbs up, thumbs down?
From engineering side, the fact that they did a hip-hop 50 celebration.
It's getting a lot of good marks.
There was 144 microphones from technical side, and it was flawless. The fact they were able to do that in 14 minutes, 144 microphones. Get a
like
flawless
Beyonce,
sound.
I don't like Harry Styles. I don't like Lizzo. I don't like Shania Twain. I don't like any of them. There you go.
Sweet Mama with Adele winning another Grammy. There's some moments.
I watched a lot of highlights.
Wait, but hold on a second. But pretty dull, right?
I wanted to hate it, Mike. I wanted to hate it. But the Hip Hop 50, there were so many artists that I hadn't seen in years. Even Missy Elliott coming out. And I was like, this is amazing.
And it was a long show, Mike, but I didn't want to sit down for over 3 hours just for one moment of Stevie Wonder. So,
well,
I
you are
to.
An old soul, but I'm officially old, and it has passed me by.
Yes.
It has officially passed me by.
The highlights were many all over the place today, but the one I liked is because it made me cringe, and that was when Madonna came out to address the crowd to do an introduction. And, Mike, it seems like the crowd doesn't care about Madonna anymore.
Are you ready for a little controversy?
asleep over here. So, here's what I've learned after four decades in music. If they call you shocking, scandalous, troublesome, problematic, provocative, or dangerous, you are definitely onto something. That's where you make noise.
You are, she's turning into that. Thank you. She's turning into that lady. She's turning into that lady. She's turning into that old lady where she's up there going, it's just too long.
Now is the time.
It's self-awareness. Yeah. It's self-awareness. You got to be self-aware. There's
the
so
room.
Many stars.
You got
to see the room. And you have to be aware of where you are in life. Yeah. And she's not.
No,
she thinks
isn't.
She's something 40 years ago, and she's not.
She's not. Anyway, we're sort of sad.
Well, you can't will other people that are, with respect to Madonna, more famous than you at the moment.
To
respond to you in a certain way that these respond to you 10 years ago or 20 years
exactly.
ago.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't work that way. And by the way, there are hundreds of celebrities that have done that gracefully and get it and they understand it. And you come out and they're not going to kneel at your feet anymore.
No, you're right.
All right. So, I mean, I don't know. It's just, but when you get certain celebrities that have had smoke blown up their butts for so long, that's what happens, unfortunately. It's kind of a bummer.
I oftentimes come in here on a Monday and tell you that Saturday Night Live was a disaster. It was really, really funny this weekend. And
there was
one particular fake commercial. Yeah.
There was a fake commercial they did.
For Mario Kart.
That was the Wings commercial.
Oh, that was good too, yes.
That I watched it with my son and we laughed out
loud. Like classic old Saturday Night Live stuff. It was that funny.
Really?
And
I love the fake commercials. I love that.
There was two great restaurant sketches. One where there was four women and everyone in the staff kept calling the fourth
woman.
There were two. Mike, forgive
me. Two is plural. There were two.
There were two restaurant sketches and one was with
Magna Cum Laude.
Mike, I think I've got a miswire in myself because that's a common mistake for me. I've got to fix it. I'm sorry about that.
Dad?
Yeah.
I just got banned from Fortnite.
Why?
So I was playing a match.
By the way, welcome to the show.
Hi.
And there was this guy, and I was playing solos. So this is what you do.
Into the microphone.
You
I
start
guess.
Crouching if you want to team.
Okay. Right. I'll hear about it later.
And you're not supposed to team.
Okay.
Oh.
So right when I'm about to die, it kicks me out and says, "You've been banned for teaming."
And how long are you banned for?
15 minutes.
That was like
see if you can tough it out.
15 months.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know?
I thought By he got way, banned for playing Fortnite while he was sick.
Yeah.
Go get an apple. Anyway.
But the second restaurant sketch, Mike.
Yes.
It involved cutting an overcooked steak, and it was so visual. And
I haven't
seen
that one.
It was so great because everyone at the table broke and laughed because of the sheer ridiculousness of it.
Okay,
I think they actually cut it before. Anyway, it was a great episode.
There's a young lady that's in the cast now that is an impressionist. And
Chloe
she's
Fineman?
Pretty, yes.
Yes.
And I think she's really a real talent.
She's very good.
I think she's really, really. And then there are people that are.
You know who my favorite is now is Bowen Yang. Bowen Yang does not go on camera when he doesn't make me laugh. And it was.
Okay, good. Good.
But anyhow,
that's good.
Two jokes from Saturday Night Live, The Update. Watch the whole show, but I think you would appreciate these jokes, Mike.
A new study finds that despite women making less money than men, more single women in the U.S. own homes than single men, thanks to a phenomenon economists call divorce.
Florida has proposed legislation that would allow residents to carry firearms without a permit. Also, everyone gets to do one murder.
Oh my God.
So yeah, do watch the show. It was really good. And I'll close with this. This is from TikTok. It's a joke. It's from an Indian. His name is Real Indian Dad. That's his handle on TikTok. And he's talking to his daughter. I'd like to dedicate this joke to my wife, Carrie. And we close with this.
Speaking of debt, I hope that you go in your sleep.
You want me to die?
In your sleep. When you go, I hope it happens in your sleep. I'd want you to be shot in the head, okay? I don't want a mad dog to bite you in the butt and give you a bad disease. I want you to go peacefully in your sleep so that I can tell everybody she went doing what she loved. That is the best.
Yes. Right? That's all I got.
She went doing what? Is that a real dude?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Indian dad.
Real yeah. Indian dad, yeah.
Ah, yes. Carrie was doing what she loved. Dreaming.
Want more? Make sure you check out The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.